Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day. 164 hours a week. 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's gone in so early there, he's actually late.
Authentic noise from the fans.
I once hit a fox with a cricket bat.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
The time is 7:01 and you're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles. And me, Anthony Richardson.
And can I just take this opportunity to say, whoever it is sitting in their van outside my house, leeching off my Wi-Fi, I'm sending you the blooming bill from TalkTalk, okay?
Oh, he's
There's
going there.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Oh, that is classic Ian Five Ankles. He speaks his mind and he's not afraid to say it.
Well, it's happened again, Anthony, and I'm sick of it. They've been paying for adult websites again, and all the keywords are popping up on my search engine when I begin to type in really quite innocent words.
Yeah, right, today...
Fist is one of them. I'll spare you the others, but suffice to say, I had to Google them.
Why don't you have a password, Ian?
Well, I do have a password. It's five ankles, with the F being a number five, and then I've ankles, and then an exclamation mark, which you need to put in, otherwise it won't work. And they just hack it. It's no use.
Well, just put a parent control in your browser.
I will do no such thing. Right. No, not doing that. I play an online strategy role-playing game with my friends, Carl Reddy and Guy Whittingham, and it's 18 certificate. And I'm not giving up Orcs and Weredevils Unleashed for some filthy internet hermit. There's no such thing as a free lunch, okay? Right, rant over.
Right, okay. Let's get on with the show. It's a very special day today.
Oh, such a special day.
It's National Bring Your Child to Work Day.
Get your child into work. Our economy needs it.
I'm former Aston Villa midfielder Mark Draper. Let's bring our kids to work and invest in their future.
Bring your child to work day, Ian. It's one of those days I actually feel jealous that I don't have children because it looks so darn fun.
I couldn't eat a whole one.
Sorry?
Don't know. But it's a big day for those with children of this world.
Of this world.
It's great to give kids a life lesson, I think, into what goes on after the halcyon days of school. Yeah? I mean, it's never too early to give them a taste of 40-plus years of drudgery before they get a pocket watch and a whip round from a bunch of colleagues that can't wait to see the back of them.
So we're asking, where are your children working today? Text us on 75358. Daryl from Bangor says, I work in a cotton mill.
Gosh.
Do they still exist? It's just like the 19th century, what with my 8-year-old packing the looms. Hope he doesn't lose a finger, Daryl.
Well, that's class.
That's class. That's class.
I have to say, it's
from
good
a polyester
to see
fan.
British cotton mills still working, making good old British cotton. You can't even say British cotton these days without being arrested. So it's good to see some people have common sense.
Cotton sense.
I couldn't eat a whole one.
Right.
No, I don't know.
You've got a text, Ian.
I have a text. Another parent getting into the bring your child to work day spirit. Christine from Leeds says, my daughter is 12 and just witnessed some bullying at work.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that, Christine. Christine continues, after filing a complaint, my daughter managed to get the perpetrator suspended by HR. I would have kept my head down, but good on Felicity for ratting the bastard out.
And we can say bastard in this context, Ian, because a bastard simply means a child without a father.
Yeah, that's
and
what it
Christine
means.
From Leeds texted in after this just to say she's a single mother. So that is absolutely
good.
Fine.
Well done
and
for having a
class.
Bastard, Christine.
That is class. Well done. Well done, Felicity.
Yeah. No one likes a grass, Anthony, but there's not a lot you can do if they're 12.
Well, I disagree there, Ian. Many gang members start their careers as young as 12, and some of the punishments they inflict for grassing will make your eyes water. Craig in Aberdeen says, I am not bringing my son to work.
What? That's outrageous, Craig.
What? Simply because I am a porn star, and to do so would be entirely inappropriate.
And yes,
very true.
Yeah,
yes,
we have to say
true.
That is the correct decision there, Craig. He's made the right call. You can't fault it, Anthony. It's the right call. I've probably Googled him in the last 24 hours, what with that bloke in the van outside my house. What's his surname?
Listen, everyone, bring your kid to work for goodness sakes, but not if your job is not safe for work. As a reminder, here's former Aston Villa midfielder Mark Draper with the government's list of professions that aren't suitable.
I'm ex-Aston Villa midfielder Mark Draper telling you all the professions legally exempt from Bring Your Child to Work Day. Adult entertainment, the army, anything to do with chemicals, construction, dope-safe fishing.
National Bring Your Child to Work Day. As long as it's not dangerous or inappropriate, your workplace welcomes little uns.
Little uns as in children, not small people.
And you're no different, Ian. Your child is here at work.
Yes, he is. Not the two I adopted,
no.
I should point out. I've all but disowned them. No, this is my birth kid with my ex-wife, Denise, who, if you're listening, Denise, I am still up for giving it another bash with you, and I mean that sincerely.
He means that sincerely. And little Abel is here.
Please, let's try
just
again.
Just 10 years old, and he is a cutie. He is a cutie, Ian.
He's a good kid, I'll give him that.
Abel. Biblical name?
Yes,
biblical?
Named after Abel Xavier,
who
played for Everton, Liverpool and Middlesbrough in this country. A class player,
and many other clubs in many other countries. An odd career when you look at it on Wikipedia. Ian.
Well, peaks and troughs, Anthony, peaks and troughs. One of those players that played in both directions at once, and someone I was honoured to play against many times. In fact, the final time I played him, he asked if we could swap shirts, and I said, how about swapping names? I will call my firstborn Abel, and you call your firstborn Ian.
Right, and did he?
No idea.
No.
I don't think he heard me, to be honest. The atmosphere at the Riverside Stadium can be electric.
Well, Ian's son Abel is at Sportshorn Towers today, and he is strutting about as if he owns the place.
Oh, yes, he's quite bossy. He can be bossy. I saw he had a long chat with Kitty Spink, in fact.
Oh, Kitty Spink,
yeah.
Nigel Spink's daughter. Yeah. She is a class act. She's a class act, funny and clever too. She's got a 2-1 in sports communication at the University of Kiel.
Has she?
What did they talk about, do you reckon, little Abel and Kitty Spink?
Probably football.
Yeah, probably football. She knows her football. What's Abel up to now? Not in her dressing room, I hope. The little scamp.
What? No. Why would he be in there?
Yeah.
No, it's breakfast time, so I told him to get himself a can of Rio Tropical out of the vending machine, and I gave him a pound coin, but between you and me, the pound coin is fake.
Oh.
Okay. What I'm doing, it's a valuable lesson.
Right.
It's to teach him that you don't get anything for free in this world.
In this world. That is pretty harsh, Ian.
Well,
if,
is
if
it,
thinking
Anthony?
About it.
Is
it? Just denying a child a drink.
No, it's teaching him a valuable lesson. Look, he's going to private school in September, and I'm not spending any more money on him. He's costing a fortune.
Okay. We will be back right after this.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. We've got the horn for spawned.
What did Abel say to Kitty then?
I don't know, Anthony. Yeah. I don't know.
No. He is such a cutie, honestly. He looks just like you and a bit like Nicky Barmby.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Nick Barmby and I go way back.
Yeah.
Look, he probably said to Kitty,
"Oh yeah,
can I have a real quid for the vending machine?"
Yeah, probably.
I mean, honestly, I tell you, kids these days don't know the value of money. Do you know how much Abel ran up on Fortnite skins last weekend? I mean, I won't tell you because it's shocking. It's criminal. I suspended his Xbox account instantly.
He should spend your money on something real like Orcs and Werewolves Unlimited.
Orcs and Weredevils Unleashed.
Unleashed.
I mean, that's its full name. And I know you're mocking, but I'm telling you, it's a top game.
Mm.
It's a very complicated strategic adult game. It's like chess.
Yeah.
Loads of ex-prem players play it, not just Carl Reddy and Guy Whittingham. It's an e-sport as well. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. And any real world transaction in that game, they mean something, okay? You can get a magic cloak that you can fly around with and visit all kinds of places that you wouldn't be able to access otherwise.
Yeah.
So it's not just cosmetic. It's not like Fortnite.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, in association with National Bring Your Child to Work Day.
I'm Mark Draper, and another profession not suitable to bring a kid to would be rally driving.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
And window cleaning a skyscraper.
Ian Five Ankles.
On this National Bring Your Child to Work Day, Alan Hansen, Ian, said you can't win anything with kids.
Alan Hansen was a fool, Anthony. No disrespect to him.
Oh, no disrespect.
But the way he disrespected children, who after all are our lifeblood. I'll tell you what, I'd like to see Hansen go to work wherever he is now.
Well, he's retired.
So he probably volunteers in a charity shop. And when Alan Hansen is sorting out the donations in a bag, you know, working out which clothes are sellable and which things have just been put in there to save a trip to the tip, I'd like to see a child walk in, empty that bag all over the shop, and then kick him in the leg.
Yeah.
And when Alan says, "Who do you think you are?" that child will turn around and say, "I'm your manager. It's Bring a Child to Work Day. Now make us a brew, two sugars." Yeah, that's what I want to see, because you do not disrespect children.
Just looking out the window, Ian, your son has got his hand stuck in the vending machine.
Well, I'm sort of proud of him. That's a valuable lesson he's learning, Anthony, that there's no such thing as a free lunch. If he wants that can of Rio Tropical, he's got to fight for it.
Des from Bournemouth texts in to 75358 to say, "I've dressed up as a child and gone to my daughter's work, as she's the main breadwinner in the family." Oh. Interesting. My daughter is, of course, Millie Bobby Brown off of Netflix Stranger Things.
Ah.
Thank you, Des. Of course. Keep on having your say on 75358. Did you watch Stranger Things, Ian?
Yes, I certainly did. I watched it around Steve Bold's house. Only series one, mind.
Yeah.
Baldy has a strict no sequels policy at his gaff. And, you know, it's his Netflix, his rules.
What about, I mean, there's a lot of shows that get better as the series goes on, like Orange is the New Black, for example.
I wouldn't know.
No.
I really enjoyed season one.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we've heard from your children, 90% of whom have all been pretty ordinary.
Well, none more ordinary than mine.
Well, true.
Look at him, the big, what's it? He's got a whole arm in that vending machine. He's right up to the shoulder now.
But what about a child who's a billionaire? Francis Van Pam is a businessman from Malaysia, or should I say, business child, because he's only 6 years old. Francis made his money after a $500 gift from his father and became Asia's biggest rags-to-riches story on the stock market. Francis bought a duty-free conglomerate at age five, then a hotel chain, and now he's about to be unveiled as the new owner of Crystal Palace Football Club. Please welcome on the line, teeny tiny Francis Van Pam.
Hello.
Hi, Francis.
Yo, what's up,
what
Francis?
What up, Francis?
My homie.
Teeny tiny Francis Van Pam. Oh, what's it like being a billionaire?
I get to ride in a helicopter and eat KFC every day.
Oh, no way. Why did you decide to buy Crystal Palace Football Club?
My favourite colour is red and I like eagles.
Ah. Oh. When they play evening kickoffs, will your mum and dad let you stay up?
I hope so, or I'll sack the mum.
Oh, this,
oh
is,
that is cheeky.
This is cracking.
That is cheeky. That is cheeky.
Cracking
that
stuff.
Is cheeky.
Teeny tiny Frenny Van Pam. It's former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles here.
Hi.
Yo, what's up? Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, by the way, if you like dinosaurs, there's model dinosaurs in Crystal Palace Park. You might like those. I went with Abel and he loved it. Anyway, my question to you is, some of your businesses have quite a dubious record of asset stripping, trade union busting, and to put it bluntly, allegations of financial mismanagement. So my question to you is, will you bring the same questionable practices to Crystal Palace Football Club?
Francis?
Answer the question, Francis.
I'm only six.
He's only six, Ian.
I'm just saying, you can't just buy a football club and not be held accountable.
Well, you can, Ian.
Look, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
I'm only six.
He's only six, Ian.
I like eagles.
And he loves eagles. He loves eagles. Thank you very much, teeny tiny Francis Van Pam. And best of luck in the Prem this season. Jill from Streatham texts in to 75358 to say, I couldn't care less if the new owner nuclear bombed my house to smithereens, taking me and the cats with it. He seems like a lovely kid. And if he can strengthen our back line, we could see Europa League football at Selhurst Park. Wow, that is something to aspire to, isn't it? This
it is.
Season.
It is.
It's just coming up to 7:30. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Have your breakfast with balls.
Ian, what the hell was that?
What?
What was that about? The line of questioning is 6 years old.
Well, his company kidnapped a trade union
leader.
Oh,
well, I suppose no owner you've played under ever kidnapped someone.
Okay, that's a fair point.
He's 6 years old, and just because he's a billionaire and your kid's now stuck inside a vending machine. Honestly, Ian, he's stuck inside the vending machine. How has he done that? He's got inside it. He's inside the vending machine. He's looking at us through the glass. He's tapping on the glass.
Yeah, I'm actually quite proud of him, Anthony. I mean, he's helping himself to a can of Rio Tropical. I'd say, from my point of view, that's a job well done. Get in there, Abel. You are in there. Well done for getting in there.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. One Ian a day keeps the doctor away.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Now, we've got a new show sponsor.
Gazelle credit cards, faster than a gazelle and just as safe.
My name's Jason Gazelle. I played for Ipswich, Spurs and to a lesser extent, Colchester United. But that's all in the past. When I set up a new credit card with competitive rates and a super simple sign-up policy, that's when I became a true winner.
Gazelle credit cards, faster than a gazelle, invented by Jason Dozell.
Did you play against Jason Dozell, Ian?
I did, Anthony, yeah, yes, yeah. And I'll say this, we had a hell of a rivalry.
Oh.
We gave each other no quarters.
Oh, hard.
He infuriated me, to be totally honest. He'd always claim he had had the better game. Always thought he was better than me.
Yeah.
Patronised me, if I'm honest with you. He got right under my skin. No time for the man.
Yeah. Well, Gazelle Credit Cards is his new venture, and here's the game we're playing. Ian Five Ankles has signed up for a Gazelle credit card, and he'll be attempting to spend Neymar's daily wage in just 90 seconds. All in a game we're calling Spend Neymar's Wages, Five Ankles versus Gazelle.
Spend Neymar's Wages, Five Ankles versus Gazelle.
In partnership with Gazelle Credit Cards, dreamed up by me, Jason Gazelle.
Okay, Neymar earns £265,000 per day. Ian has to spend that amount of real money, in just 90 seconds. Impossible? Not with a Gazelle credit card. Gazelle cards require 3 times less security, so they're 3 times as fast. That's pretty good by Jason Dozell, isn't it, Ian?
Well, let's be honest. I doubt Jason Dozell was the brains behind this, Anthony. He probably just signed a piece of paper, so let's not go overboard.
Ian has to spend all £265,000 in real money on 3 separate items in tribute to the 3 clubs Jason Dozell played for. Any amount of money Ian fails to spend, he will personally be liable for. But on the plus side, you do get to keep the items. Are we clear, Ian? Are we clear?
I think so. Yeah,
okay,
think so.
Here's an iPad. Here's the credit card. Your timer starts now.
Ooh, okay,
whoa,
all
he's
right.
Off, he's off,
I'm
he's
signing
off.
In. Signing okay. In. Opening Safari. Let's go, go, go. Let's do this. Right, the first one's easy. I'm telling you, I'm buying a Citroen C5 Aircross. It's
right.
On for £39,975. I tell you, Anthony, Steve Ball just bought one, and I have to say, I've never had a ride quite
Ian
like it.
Ian has scanned the credit card. He's put in his email address. It's purchased. It's purchased.
Done.
So fast.
Ka-ching.
On to the next one.
Yeah.
On to
this,
the next
this
one.
This credit card is actually good.
Yep, that'll be the Gazelle. Next purchase, please, Ian.
Right. Ernest Jones, show me your most expensive necklace.
Oh, he's going there. Intrigued to see how much Ernest Jones' most expensive necklace is.
Well, I'll tell you, Anthony, it's £26,300.
Wow, I didn't expect that.
Oh,
that
look
seems
at
quite
that.
High.
It's an 18-carat white gold diamond necklace, and I'm putting my ex-wife Denise's details on the delivery.
Whoa,
I'm doing it.
That
doing
is
it.
Quite a gift. That's quite a gift. Will she take you back after that?
Well, she's been very reticent so far, but I'm hoping this might be the straw that breaks that beautiful old camel's back.
Such a romantic. It's purchased. Okay,
ka-ching!
Ian, you've got 30 seconds to spend £198,725. Yeah. Will you spend it on your son?
Absolutely not. No, I'm buying a yacht.
A speedboat.
I'm buying a speedboat. I've always wanted a speedboat.
You've got to spend exactly £198,725 on a speedboat in 25 seconds.
Hold on. It's got to be exact.
Not a penny more, not a penny less.
Oh.
You've got to do it exactly.
That wasn't clear. Okay, I'm Googling speedboats. Sort by price.
Clock ticking, Ian.
There's none for that price.
Just buy a house or something.
In 10 seconds, I'd never get the conveyancing done.
This game's fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I'm just Googling what to buy for £198,725. Oh, Jesus, that's the serial number of a washing machine.
It's a Mealy. How much is it? How much is the washing machine?
£200.
Buy the washing machine. You've got no time. Buy it. He's bought it. He's bought a washing machine with a second to spare. Oh, wipe me dry. Ian Five Ankles.
Oh, my God, I owe £200,000.
Ian Five Ankles owes 198,525 of his own money. I am so sorry, Ian. Oh, but what incredible radio. Hang on, we got a soundbite there. We got a soundbite from Jason Dozell.
Hard luck, Ian. Looks like you weren't quite fast enough. Now you owe me money.
Oh my God.
That really is the soundbite we didn't want to play, Ian. We did have another lined up. Gonna play you the positive soundbite we prepared for if you'd won. Sandra, can we key that up, please?
Congratulations, Ian Five Uncles. You won. And it just goes to show, when you need to make speedy transactions, the Gazelle credit card is where it's at.
Jason bloody Gazelle.
On the plus side, though, you did buy your ex-wife a 26 grand necklace she may or may not put straight on eBay. The time is 7:45 now for the news with Taj.
In partnership with Gazelle credit cards, dreamed up by me, Jason Gazelle.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Oh, gosh, that was exhilarating. We have to do that again. Are you all right? I feel a bit faint, Anthony.
I feel a bit faint.
Shall I get you a can of something from the vending machine? Should I get you a Rio Tropical?
Yeah, whatever.
You should have made bigger purchases up front, mate. The way to play the game, I think, is you do your bulk in the first one, so you mitigate your loss. I know you were going for Ernest Jones. Don't get me wrong. They're top jewellers. But you should have gone with Tiffany. Something with a bigger ceiling, I think. Something with a bigger, highest price.
It seems obvious now. It's too late.
Sports Horn. Horning Sport from the rooftops.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
Now, we've talked about bringing your young child to work, but what if you've adopted an adult? Christopher lives in Solihull and he won a competition to adopt British long jump gold medalist Greg Rutherford in a PR stunt with New Balance that sadly flew under the radar. Greg and Christopher have lived together for 3 years and he's on the line now. Hello, Christopher.
I need to speak to a solicitor.
Pleasure to talk to you. Huge fan of Ian Five Ankles.
Do you want to buy my house?
Were you a fan of Greg Rutherford's before you adopted him, Christopher?
Not especially, no. I cheered for him during the Olympics, but I'm more of a horse racing fan, Anthony.
Well, Greg is at work with you today. What do you do for a living?
I remove asbestos, actually, yeah.
Ah, there's the loophole.
Removing asbestos is fine if your child's an adult.
I'm sorry, Anthony, I'm cutting this call. Sandra, get me teeny tiny Francis Van Pam, please.
Hang on, mate, hang on. That's not fair on Greg Rutherford. First he was overshadowed by Mo Farah and Jess Ennis on Super Saturday, and now this.
Well, whatever. It's ringing.
Wings, mate.
A tiny Francis Van Pam?
Hello, Ian.
Right, I'm going to cut to the chase, mate. Can you give me some money?
No!
Give me some money, you jumped up little shit! It's just a piss in the ocean to you! Give me some fucking money! Oh, grow some pubes! Father Christmas isn't real, okay?
Oh dear. Yep. Yeah, he's really broken down in tears there. Ian, I think he's from Malaysia. I'm not sure he's Christian, so that Father Christmas jibe would have gone right over his head.
I know this much. He's just a bellend, yeah. Okay? And you know what? I hope he gets nobbled by the authorities. I really do.
Yeah.
He is a despicable football owner. A parasite on the game. He's got £1 billion! The least he can do is help a former professional footballer turn current pundit out of bankruptcy. But oh no, too much for him.
I'll help you out, Ian.
Who's that?
It's former Ipswich and Spurs, and to a lesser extent, Colchester United midfielder and CEO of Gazelle Credit Card. It's Jason Dazelle himself.
You know what, Ian? Dazelle's feeling generous.
Oh, are you now?
I'm going to cancel your credit card debt with my company, because that's the sort of bloke I am.
How magnanimous of you, Jason.
Yep, just like in our playing days together, I always come out on top.
Thanks.
Sorry, didn't hear that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason Dazelle.
Thank you, Jason Dazelle.
My pleasure. Jason Dazelle's credit cards, 3 times as fast.
Yeah, your mum said that to me last night.
That implies you're terrible at sex, Ian.
Damn it.
Bye, loser.
Well, Ian, you've wiped out your debt. Congratulations, but I'm afraid further sad news. Abel's private school has been in touch via email. They say that they're not willing to extend their offer of a school place this September to a child who gets stuck inside a vending machine, as it does not comply with the ethos and values of the institution. I am so sorry to inform you of that, Ian.
Don't be, mate. That's brilliant news. I told you there's no such thing as a free lunch. I mean, this is great. This is going to save me a small fortune. I'll go and tell Abel the crushing news now. What a life lesson he's about to learn. Woo! Abel, get a load of this, you little shit.
The time is 8 o'clock. Here's Angelina with the travel.
Next week on Sports Horn.
I gave Herman Haraldsson a micropenis.
Wide awake, wide awake, wide awake with Nathan Blake.
Do you know where this fucker's ears are?
Nicky Barmby's having dinner at your ex-wife Denise's house while you mow her lawn.
Sports On. Morning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.